are doing Megillah. We're up to Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, the Mishnah. We'll dedicate our learning to Binyamin's wicker. We await his return. The Mishnah says, Ein Porisin al Shema. The Mishnah is going to list a whole slew of things that we don't do with less than 10 people present. That's the Ein, the Ein, the Ein, the Ein. So we have this concept of Porisin al Shema. Let's rewind a minute. Once upon a time, prayer had less things to it. You know, with time, Chazal instituted more and more and more. So initially, let's say prayer was Shmon Esrei and Kriya Shema. Chazal instituted two blessings before Shema and one blessing after Shema and then Shmon Esrei. So there was a period where prayer in shul consisted of you come in and you say Baruch Hu, everyone answers, and then you say the blessings on Shema, you read Shema, you read the blessing after Shema, and you say Shmon Esrei. And then you had during those times, you had majority of people were illiterate, and they didn't know how to daven, and the chazan would stand up there, say, Baruch Hashem Amorach. Everyone bless Hashem who is blessed. Everyone responds, Baruch Hashem Amorach Lamed. Blessed is Hashem who is blessed for eternity. And then the chazan starts out loud, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Yotzer Or Vorech Choshech. He gives this whole long blessing. Everyone listens in silence. Then he reaches the pasuk, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. He can't say the pasuk by heart and say it on behalf of the masses. Everyone says it together with him, so we still do that today. He reaches the next pasuk, Baruch Kvod Hashem. Everyone says it with him. And then he finishes the whole blessing. Everyone's been sitting in silence. They answer, Amen. He said the blessing on behalf of the crowds. Next blessing, Ava Rabba. Everyone answers, Amen. Then Shema, we all read together in unison. Then the next blessing, and then Shmon Esrei, which also the masses didn't know, the Chazan would say, Chazar Zashat, was for all those people who did not know Shmon Esrei by heart. Right? So this was communal prayer at one point in Jewish history. Then Chazal added Pesukei Dezimra, and the prayer became longer and longer. But initially, prayer was focused on that, the blessings of Shema and Shmon Esrei. So far, so good? Okay. Now, let's say someone shows up. You have 10 guys. They just showed up from a hike, and they're all late for shul. So Chazal said that they could do a miniature. They could say Baruch Hu, and say Kaddish, say Baruch Hu, and say the first blessing of Shema, and that's why it's called Porsin al Shema, doing the half Shema, like pousa, like a slice of bread. Chazal said these guys who showed up late to shul can do a half Shema. They could have one chazan instead of redoing the whole thing. He'll do one blessing and they'll get something in. This is how Rashi understands this. The Rambam has a different understanding on what's going on here. Tosfos here has a different understanding. You guys want to learn Tosfos? I'm not sure how critical it is, because whatever it is, it's something ancient. So I don't think we have to spend so much time understanding exactly what is this Prisad Hashma. Okay. Rabbeinu Tam says the big deal over here is that you don't have a minion. They have only 7 people who haven't yet davened, and then 3 who have. And that's the idea over here. Okay, whatever it was, this was some rabbinic institution of how they would say a communal Shema on behalf of latecomers. And you don't have someone going as a chazan, what we call chazan today, a shaliach tzibur. He doesn't go before the ark if you have less than 10. Then nosinet kapehen, nor do the kohanim do birchas kohanim if there are less than 10 people in shul. Then korin b'torah, nor do we read in the Torah. Then maftirin b'navi, nor do we do maftir. Then osin ma'amadu moshav, when a person would bury his dead, so then on their way back from the grave, they'd sit with him and weep seven times on the way back. So that was a procession that was only done if you had a minimum of 10 people accompanying the relative. Then they had a special blessing that they'd bless a person who was in mourning. You don't do that in less than 10. The Tanchumei Avelim, nor when they'd leave the grave, they'd have a special comforting, that they'd have a row of 10 people that would pass by him and give him special comforts. That was also instituted with a minimum of 10. Ubekat Chatanim, nor do you make Sheva Brachas if you have less than 10. Then Mezamnim Bashem, nor do you do Zimun mentioning God's name, Nevarech Elokeinu, Pachot Masarav, you have less than 10 people. Ubekalkoot, and in situations where you have to redeem property that was designated for the temple, so then the Torah says you need a coin present, so the coin is one of the 10. You also need a minion, so Tishave Kohen, Adam Kayitzevim, and the same thing if you want to redeem a person. Someone says, I dedicate his value to the temple. So how do I evaluate him? I got to bring in 10 people. One of them is a coin. And then we evaluate how much is he worth in the slave market, or depending on which terminology was used, that depends on how you evaluate him. Was it Erech or was it Shovi? Different terms in Halacha. Yeah, depending on your age. Depends on a lot of things. Different terms have different meanings, and these are mitzvos in the Torah. We learned it a few weeks ago. It was the whole parsha of Erechim. Okay.
Only 10 people, then.
This is biblical. When it comes to this, it's biblical. Let's see. Minani mili. So, the Gemara says, where'd you get this from? Amar chiyav rabba amar rabbi Yochanan. De'amar krav enikdashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael. The verse says, God says, I will be sanctified among the children of Israel. Kol d'var shebikdusha lo yeh pachot me'asara. So you see this concept of v'nikdashti, God's holiness, is betoch, within Israel. What's within Israel? A minimum of 10. The Gemara says, that's very nice. Me'ei mashma, but how does the word mitoch, from within Israel, come to mean 10? How'd you answer the question? Detani Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya taught us, atya toch toch. We have a derivation. We learn the word nikdashti betoch v'nei Israel, within Israel. And then we have another place that says the word toch, within. And over there, it means within 10. K'tivach ha'v'nikdashti betoch b'nei Yisrael. Over here, it says, I'll be sanctified within b'nei Yisrael. The word betoch. V'ktivatam. And over there, where you have the spies came back, and God wanted to punish them, so he tells Moshe and Aaron, hibadilu, separate yourselves, mitoch ha'ida, from within this congregation. I'm sorry. No. Hibadilu mitoch ha'ida was by Korach. Ve'atya eida eida. And then the same word eida that's used by Korach is also used by the spies. Dichtivatam ad matay leida ha'azot. Till when will I put up with this bad congregation? Who were the bad people in that parsha of the spies? There were 10 spies who were bad. Yoshua and Kalev were okay. And God calls them a bad congregation. So eida means 10. Eida by Korach will also mean 10. By Korach it says, mitoch ha'eda, separate yourself from within this eda. You see the word mitoch applies when you have an eda, when you have 10. So then mitoch, when it says, v'nikdashti bitoch b'nei Israel, that also means within 10. You guys follow that?
Yeah.
Okay, pretty easy.
Just
second, malalan esraf kan esraf. Just like over there it's 10, so to here it'll be 10. Yes, sir.
It's just like bad examples to draw from for 10 people. I'm just saying, like, those are like not our finest moments. It's not a moment.
There is depth in this.
Yeah.
Yes. The Jerusalem Talmud learns it from Yosef's brothers who came to Egypt. From there the Jerusalem Talmud derives that a group is 10. In both situations, people are doing something wrong, but they're coming from Israel. The spies are coming back from Israel, and Yosef's brothers are coming from Israel. And somehow, when you want to learn about the unification of the Jewish people, even when they're bad people doing something wrong, it has to do with Israel. This isn't my own thought. Rav Hershel Schechter said this once in a shir. I don't remember. He developed it beyond this, but I don't remember. I don't remember the rest of the shir. Ve'inosin ma'amad u'moshav pachot me'asara. So we said there was this procession when they'd leave the grave, they'd stand and sit with the relative. And you don't do that whole procession with less than 10 people. Being that part of this procession is that you say, dear ones stand, dear ones sit, it's not considered their cheretz to call less than 10 people my dear fellows. If you're going to use terminology like that, you need to have a substantial amount of people to call them dear people, dear brethren. So less than 10 is not their cheretz. Today we do not have this custom, to the best of my knowledge. The Yemenites might, but we don't. What we do is I have seen people sit down. I have seen people sit down seven times on the way of leaving, but that's for a different reason. Okay, so we'll pick up here tomorrow night, Bezalel Shem.